So,
yeah.
Justin Brayton, hey, you're back. That was good. You know what, though? I said this to Reed, and I said this to Justin Hill, and I mean, I'm not just saying it. Like, it's your track. It's technical. You could put rhythms together, big whoops. Like, this, to me, was a Justin Brayton type of track.
And honestly, I feel like it's a supercross track, you know? Like, this is what I grew up watching was big rhythms where not every single person did it on the second lap of practice. It was definitely, you know, my style of track. But in saying that, like, I'm sure you've heard it 100 times, but we made some awesome changes this week and got the balance of the bike a lot better for me to where I can just ride more comfortable, get over the front of the bike a little bit more. We honestly hit on it on Celia and I came over here Wednesday and Thursday and rode, and first thing Wednesday we hit on it, and it was really the first time where Cole and I did motos where like I actually could see him, and where I felt like I could actually race the track and be aggressive, and so that was good. So instantly I had confidence no matter if this track was like last weekend or
week wasn't bad for you. It was a step in the direction.
Still, like, I just still didn't feel comfortable. Like I whole shot of the semi and went to fourth or something right away, and that just wasn't me. I feel like I need to win semis if I'm in them, and just excited for the rest of the year, and thankful that, you know, the guys at Smart Top and Honda and Showa and everyone has kind of stuck by me and bared with me the first few weeks.
Yeah, figure it out and everything else. Millsaps got by you. I missed it. What happened?
Honestly, I just got a little bit tired. I had, you know, it's been a long time since I kind of ran up front and felt like I kind of just needed to tick the box of getting somewhat a decent result. And, he got by me in the sand with, I think, 2 or 3 to go. And, that was kind of it.
First time I've talked to you this year that'll be recorded. A lot of people want to know. MCR, new thing for you. You're their highest profile rider that probably they've ever had. You have some factory Honda support, that type of stuff. How's the team? Like, is Tony yelling and screaming? How's the team?
It's, you know what? I wish we could, like, video or people could hear the stuff he says and the stuff like that truly goes on. Like, I'm being totally honest, it's incredible. Like, the stuff that he does for his riders, he's super, super smart, and he's like really, really caring. Same as Genova. Like, you know, you hear all these stories and stuff. I've not even got close to any of those.
We've got these sound drops we play on our show.
And I actually listened to that show the first time driving to Arizona this week, but it wasn't quite as bad as I thought. Like, some of the drops I thought would, like, it would be gnarlier, like the stuff he's talking about, but it was kind of not. But for sure, I mean, you know, defending his kids and all that, which, you know, that it is what it is.
You can only go on how you've been treated.
Exactly, and that's kind of what I've always been taught as a young kid. Like, don't judge anybody by other people's judgment. Always just kind of, you know, until you find that out for yourself, then I guess you can judge them or treat them or, you know. But he's been incredible with the motorcycle, super smart, very supportive, just whatever you need. Drives. When I was on the East Coast, he'd call me. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning, California time. Like, he's driving to Hinson.
Just said the same stuff.
It's incredible, honestly. He just wants it. He's hardworking. And same with Genova. Like, he's super, super supportive, very nice, does things a little bit different, like team dinners and stuff, which I think is cool. It's like, you know, the football kind of mentality and the team sport mentality, which I'm embracing. I really am. Dealt with a lot of different personalities, you know, in this sport, and I'm enjoying it. I really am, and it's cool to have Duff, my mechanic, working closely with Honda, so riding with Sealy all the time, and it's been cool. I'm enjoying it, and finally feel like I'm kind of giving them what they hired me for.
Is it a dick move to say welcome back to being Justin Brayton?
No, not at all. Okay. I would post that myself.
Okay, welcome back.
Thanks.